This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The history-making Second Amendment impeachment trial for former President Donald Trump will begin with opening arguments on February 8th.
On Monday, the House will send to the Senate the article of impeachment charging Donald Trump with incitement of insurrection. The senators will be sworn in Tuesday, with arguments beginning about 2 weeks later. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says there needs to be accountability.
The January 6th insurrection at the Capitol, incited by Donald J. Trump, was a day none of us will ever forget.
Not everyone agrees. House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy:
I don't believe he provoked, if you listen to what he said at the rally.
Meanwhile, a South Carolina elections lawyer, Butch Bowers, will present the defense for Donald Trump, the first president to undergo an impeachment trial after leaving office. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
President Biden is taking executive action to provide immediate food aid and worker protections to help Americans weather the economic crisis brought on by the coronavirus pandemic. AP correspondent Ben Thomas.
The first one is the economic relief related to COVID-19 pandemic.
The White House concedes the executive actions are just a lifeline to keep hurting families afloat. At a signing ceremony, Biden says economists of all stripes are telling him federal spending can help ease the economic crisis that's grown out of the COVID-19 pandemic.
With the interest rates as low as they are, historic lows, it is smart fiscal investment, including deficit spending.
And he says it will pay off.
Return on these investments in jobs and racial equity is going to prevent long-term economic damage and benefits that are going to far surpass their cost.
Biden's executive actions aim to get assistance flowing while Congress begins to consider his $1.9 trillion aid package. Ben Thomas,